This is Amherst Eclectic, and today I saw an article that it kind of appealed to me because I'm the type of person when I'm in a relationship, I go out with my friends still. I go out and do things with my friends as, you know, not as much as I would if I wasn't in a relationship, but I still do things with my friends. And I go do things with family, I go do things with friends. I don't change a lot in my life, except I might spend less time with people because now I'm in a relationship. But what I found with me is if I change it too much, the other people in my life get really upset about that. And you can't blame them, you know, that you're cutting... They feel like you're cutting them out. They feel like you're cutting back time with them. And then especially when, if you're dating, you're usually spending time with that person you're dating at your place or their place. So you're getting to see them pretty much all the time. So I think people understand to a certain extent that you're going to spend a little less time with them because you're in a relationship. But also, you know, they feel a little cheated if you start really pulling back. Well, there was a question asked in an article that I read. It's on Psychology Today. When a partner acts like a single. So basically, the question is that dangerous for a relationship? And, you know, I think I was actually accused a lot of times for, you know, for acting like I was still single, but really I wasn't acting like I was single. I was very, you know, if I went out with my friends, I was very upfront with the guys that would come up and talk to me and be like, listen, I'm just out with my friends tonight. I'm already in a relationship. If you're looking to meet somebody, here are my friends. And I would introduce the guy who had come up to me to my friends. And, you know, I was very... even when I was married, I would, you know, say the same thing. I would say, listen, I'm married. And, you know, there were a few guys who said, you know what, I don't care. You guys are fun. I'm talking to you. I'm having a good time. This doesn't really have to go anywhere. We're just having a good time with you guys. And I'm like, yeah, as long as you really mean that, because it ain't going nowhere. Because I'm very happy in my marriage, whatever. Or I'm very happy in my relationship, or whatever that might be. So I think in the end, it has to be you, the person who is putting up that boundary to the people who are walking up to you. Just like I've discussed in other podcasts, that, you know, if your partner cheats on you, it's not the other person's fault. It's your partner's fault. They're the ones who is cheating on you. So you shouldn't be mad at the other person that they're cheating with. You should be mad at your partner for not having enough strength and boundaries to say to that other person, no, I'm in a relationship, I'm not cheating. So, yeah. So, basically what this article is saying is there's a risk of infidelity or a jumping to conclusion. One of those two. If you are in a relationship or married and going out with friends who are not, who are still single. And again, for me, I just went out with my friends to have fun, go dancing, you know, spend time with them, because they would get mad if I didn't. And also to help them find someone. Help, they need to still go out and find somebody. And, oh, well, you found somebody, now you're not going to help go out and do things with your friends so they can also find someone. So, okay. The key points they make in this article are partners exhibit different degrees of rejection sensitivity. The most important question is the motive for socializing solo. Professional socializing may be purely business, not pleasure, which that can happen too. Okay, most couples by definition enjoy doing things as couples, from the beach to the ballroom. They enjoy spending spare time and formal time together, but not every couple fits this mold. Some couples enjoy each other's company, but also maintain their independence as singles. With the consent of both partners, problems arise. However, when one half of a partnership wants to blaze a trail alone, what happens? Okay. Plus one, but together. Being part of a couple involves attending events and parties as a plus one. This is true whether you are married, just started dating, or are somewhere in between. Yet these are significant exceptions to this rule, and research indicates the exceptions may be met with varying degrees of sensitivity. I guess that depends on who you're with, right? Researchers have investigated the role of positive biases in perceiving relationships, behavior, and rejection sensitivities. Yet rejection sensitivity is often more likely to arise as a practical matter when one's partner suddenly wants to venture out alone. One of the most important questions here is, where does he or she want to go? Flying solo, destination matters. Where a partner wants to expand his or her network, considering that type of company they seek, interest in attending networking events may indicate a healthy desire to expand professionally. Even when you are not invited, there may be a non-threatening reason for this. A new business executive or someone changing industries will accomplish more at a networking event alone, being able to effectively work the room, armed with digital business cards ready to share on a freshly charged device to accompany a polished elevator speech. Business trailblazers and up-and-comers are there to promote themselves and their company. They are not looking for a date. And although polished presentation skills often showcase alluring qualities beyond professional prowess, such unintended consequences are usually not employed or perceived in a fashion that would classify the event from business to pleasure. So what they're saying here is, typically, if you're at a professional event where they have those job fairs or whatever you want to call, or they actually have get-togethers or meetings, meetups where you can meet, people who are hiring for jobs. Say you have a job and you're not seeing yourself being promoted somewhere. You're looking at maybe getting that promotion by getting a job somewhere else. I mean, that happens in broadcasting all the time. Sometimes people can't see you differently at the broadcasting station that you worked at because you worked your way up a few levels, and they still see you as that person who came in at entry level. And it's really hard for people to allow you to work your way all the way up the ladder. So sometimes you have to go to another station, or another venue or another type of company to, kind of be able to promote your own self, to get a better job because you're going to be stuck where you're at. And then sometimes you can come back to that station later once you've gotten experience somewhere else. And I've seen that happen a lot. People will leave a TV station or a radio station and they'll move to another station and then come back to that station because that's originally where they wanted to be anyway. Maybe because that's where family lives or whatever. And then they will get a higher position because they've got one off and left for a while. So now people see them a little more differently. So yeah, I just can't see a professional event being a place where people, are thinking about picking people up, but that happens all the time. People cross boundaries they shouldn't cross. And again, that comes back to the person. You have to trust that person that you're in a relationship with that they're not going to do that, right? Okay. Seeking socialization, the pursuit of a potential paramours. On the other end of the spectrum, if your partner expresses a desire to broaden his or her social circles off the clock, consider whether he or she is looking for a new personal relationship or seeking to expand their social networks or connections as a couple. Destination matters here, too. A dive bar yields a different crowd than a special interest digital chat room. Okay, so seeking a blast from the past, maybe? Classmates reconnect at high school reunions, platonically and romantically. The enjoyment of reminiscing about shared memories and experiences is particularly enjoyable for people who are still single or recently divorced, who may actually be there to regiment old flames or pursue crushes they never caught fire back in the day. But before you worry that history might repeat itself, consider there may be more to the story. Some people honestly enjoy reconnecting in a comfortable environment with classmates and catching up. If that is the allure, you can look forward to hearing updates about characters you have heard about through the years. If not, try not to spend the evening worrying about whether your partner is engaged in character redevelopment without you in the picture. The common denominator is exploring the impetus behind all of those types of social adventures is the importance of communication. So before you jump to conclusion, take the time to talk. A candid conversation may clarify both relationship status and satisfaction for both partners. One plus one is often the most rewarding way to spend time together. So, as far as reunions, I've been to reunions, high school reunions, college reunions, and I've taken whoever I was with, whoever I was dating at the time, or whoever I was married to at the time, went with me, and I went with them. There was never even a question about us going together. It was sort of like, well, I'm going to the reunion, we're going, you know? I encouraged one of my exes to go to reunion. We ended up basically hanging out with another couple the whole night, and we're still friends with them now. Like, even though I'm divorced from my husband, we're still friends. Actually, what was funny is it was my husband, ex-husband's. He was kind of a guy he kind of knew in high school, but I guess he didn't get really close to him. They were friends, but not real close friends. But now that they were older, they have more in common. So those two went to high school together. What ended up happening was me and his girlfriend wife were the ones who hit it off. So actually, that's why I've maintained a friendship, because it really was her and I who hit it off that had a great time. And we were the ones that sort of, arranged for future meetings because we both liked each other, the women did. So I ended up going, and I ended up making a friend with one of them, his friend's girlfriend. So yeah, that can happen. But and then we went to my reunion, and then he got, plus I got a chance to meet all these names that I didn't know, all these people I didn't know. He got a chance to meet some of the people that I'd talked about that he didn't know. Most of the people that I talked about or felt close to, he'd already met, and vice versa. Most of the guys that he went to high school with, I'd already met them. I'd even met ex-girlfriends and ex-crushes that he had. We were pretty open with each other. There was not a lot that we hid, because, my opinion on that is it's all going to come out in the wash eventually. You might as well just be honest up front with somebody. And, but I will say this, I wouldn't, there was an ex of mine that was actually the ex right before I met him. I broke up with that ex, and then I met my husband to be in the future. I was getting invited by my ex's friends, guy friends, to parties all the time. And I guess they thought I would just come alone, and I guess they didn't think, my dating at that point was that serious. Even in the few, even after we had dated a couple of years, they still were inviting me, and I would always ask, hey, would you want to go? And he would get very, very upset and say, no, I don't want to go where your ex is, because my ex had, continually kept pursuing me. And to be honest, that ex kept pursuing me up until the day I got married. He was trying to get me to not marry my husband, who I ended up marrying. So I kind of understood why he would not want that to happen. Plus, I think he felt intimidated by him because he was a doctor as well. So I think he felt like, like most people look at doctors, like, girls are gonna go for the doctor just because they're a doctor and they're going to make money, whatever. If that was me, I would have stayed with him and put up with a lot of stuff that I didn't want to put up with. And I didn't do that. I was the one who ended it. So there was that issue. I will say that, And then he has kind of had a problem with me going out with that ex's friend. We were still friends. I was still friends with this guy. So what I did in that situation is he kept getting upset that I was going out with that guy friend, or I was bumping into him when I was out with my girlfriends on nights I went out with my girlfriends. So what I did in that situation is I said, you know what? I'm done with you being upset about me bumping into him. I'm done with you being upset that he wants to take me places and do things with me because we've become friends. I mean, I've known him longer than I've known you. And we're still friends even after I broke up with his friend. So if we're able to maintain that friendship, I'm not giving that up. You know, we actually got along. So I said, and so I went to that my ex's friend and said, listen, can you take my boyfriend out with you a few times so that he understands that you're a good guy and that he doesn't have to worry about me going out and doing things with you? And then they ended up being friends. They ended up hitting it off and being great friends. He went out with him two or three times. I said, now do you understand why I like him so much? He said, yeah, I get it. And I said, he's a good guy. He's just a really good guy. And there's times that, I believe you should stay away from your ex's friends and kind of move on. But we just got along way too well, me and this guy did. I just, we forged a really good friendship. Now, I do think he had an interest in me, like after I broke up, but I made it really clear to him that I'm not dating anybody who's friends with my ex. We can be friends. We can hang out, we can do things together, and we're still friends to this day. So yeah. And I think we're probably, more in more contact than he is with my ex. So yeah. So that, if your person you're dating is having a problem with you hanging out with someone of the opposite sex that you've already told, hey, listen, I'm never going to date you, and I've told him that, then say, hey, go hang out with him for a while. And that doesn't hurt because it's a guy, for me, it was two guys going to hang out. It's not like I was pushing him into arms of another woman. He was just going to go hang out with another guy. And that cleared the air, and then he understood. So I said, so hey, if he comes and wants to take me somewhere with him and all his buddies, you understand now. It's just because he's think of me because, we've known each other a lot longer, And I basically told him we were never going to date because of this reason. I'm not going to date my ex's friends. So that's another thing you can do, I could see that situation being kind of sticky for people. But back to the original point, when I went out with my friends, I think originally, same thing with my ex-husband, he was uncomfortable with the fact that I was going out with my friends all the time. But the reason he was uncomfortable with that is he had gotten so wrapped up in the last girl that he dated that he was no longer in contact with a lot of his friends. He was no longer going out and doing things with his guy friends. And I told him, who are your guy friends? Give me their names, give me their phone numbers, I'll call them up if you're not going to do it. You need to start going back out with your guy friends and hanging out with them. And he was tentative about not doing that. Now, I think it was because he knew he had an addiction problem. He knew that he had a drinking problem and he didn't want to go hang out with these people because he wanted to stay straight. So he was kind of, ixnaying everybody out of his life so he could try to stay sober. And I was like, you can't do that. You need to make up your mind that you're not going to do these things and still go out and have fun with your friends. There's a line you have to draw. And he was, I think he was afraid he was going to lose me, which he would have if he had crossed that line. But so yeah, he finally started calling his guy friends and doing things with them because I would go out with my friends and then he'd want to come along. He'd want to come with us. And I'm like, I took him a few times and I said, listen, I'm going to let you go with us tonight, but you've got to start calling your friends and going out and doing things. We have to do things outside of each other. We can't just be with each other all the time. It can't just be you go to work and then you hang out with me. And you go to work and you hang out. You got to have other people in your life. You can't just always be doing stuff with me. And I said, plus, I've got a lot of girlfriends that want to go out and do things with me. And they want me to maintain our friendship, so I can't not maintain my girlfriend's friendship with them and to be with you. I'm not going to just cut my friends off. And I'm not going to cut my family off who want me to go do things with them. So you're going to have to find a way to socialize without me. You're going to have to find a way to get back into your, friend ring that you had with all your friends. And it worked because he did get back in contact with his guy friends. They were all still single or dating, and they all would meet, I would let him know ahead of time, hey, these are the days I'm going out with my girlfriends, try to call them and see if what, even if one or two of them wants to go do something with you, that's better. Or even if you just go hang out at their house or, where they live instead of, being alone. That's something you can do. I mean, I don't know what guys like to do, but you guys could do whatever that is. And we ended up with all his guy friends from high school, we ended up just having this group of friends. And over the years, even during our marriage, each one of us took a holiday and each one of us would throw a party on a holiday. Ours was Christmas. I always did a Christmas party every year. We'd have like over 100 people here at the house every year. And one guy did 4th of July, another guy did, Labor Day, and things like that. So the guy who had 4th of July, he had a house up on a lake, and we would all go to that house up on the lake. And his parents were thrilled that we were all there. They had a fun time with us. So that was the thing that he did. And then another friend did Halloween. So we always went to their house for Halloween party, and then we would go downtown to, do the parties down there for Halloween. And then we'd go back to their place afterwards. So it ended up being a really good thing that he got back in contact with all of these guys. And then once, couple times a year, all the guys would go down camping to the one friend's camping near the one friend's family property, which is right next to a park. And it was where is it? It's down near Mammoth Cave, down near the Indian Staircase. And so they would all go down there and camp a couple times a year, and it was just all the guys. And I used to kid with my ex and say, yeah, you guys are going camping, right? So he's like, you don't believe me? Let me take you down there. And he took me down. We went down there. We actually went down and camped down there two or three times. But I had to rappel down the side of a hill, had to go down into this area where they camped, and it was like this, like you would see a mountain lion or a grizzly bear in. It was like this carved out of the rock of a side of a hill that they had, and it was like having this cover. It was like all you were covered up from the weather and everything. And they had a little fire pit, and he showed me where they camped, and we walked up the Indian Staircase, and we went across the Natural Bridge. This is down like Hazard County, Kentucky. I think it's Daniel Boone National Park where we went. So, that introduced me to going down there. We spent like 3 or 4 days sometimes down there just camping and going around to all the different areas. So I got to see where they camped. So he ended up delving these male friendships and getting back in contact with all of his high school buddies. So it ended up being a really good thing. And then going to the high school reunion, we went together. Because I'm gregarious and very social, he ended up talking to a guy that he knew, but he hadn't been really good friends with, and ended up developing a really good friendship with him. And I ended up with a really good friendship with his now wife. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots of positives that can come out of you going off on your own, but there's also lots of positives that can happen when you go together to things, right? Because they were saying, high school reunions, you go by yourself. Well, I just think that's weird. Most people bring their wife or their girlfriend to the high school reunion, or, their boyfriend or their husband to the high school reunion. So that one maybe not. But, if you're going to go to a job finding event, you're not going to want to bring your girlfriend with you, or your husband, or your wife, or whatever. So, because, you're trying to show independence, but you're going to be talking about who you are and why you should be hired for a job all night. That's not going to be much fun for anybody to stand by and watch. So yeah, that's a little different. But I don't see anything wrong with going out with your friends, whether you're in a relationship or if you're married. And I was given a hard time by the people around my exes, that I was going out with my friends all the time. And I'm like, oh, she's gonna find someone new. That's not why I was doing it. I was going out with my friends who were single still, who or weren't dating, because they needed people to go out with, because all of our other friends were dating someone and they had cut people off because they only hung out with their boyfriend or girlfriend. So I just kept my friendship up, and because I was so friendly and gregarious, of course they wanted me to go out with them all the time because that's when they met people. They always met guys when they were with me. And like I said, if a guy came up to me, I would say, listen, I'm in a relationship or I'm married, here's my friends, And again, a few times, some of these guys were like, I don't care, we're having a good time. This doesn't have to go anywhere. Let's just have a good time. Sometimes, there's guys are out just because they want to blow off steam, or they're out because they broke up with somebody and they just want to get out and do something. So they don't really care if they end up meeting anybody. They're not even ready for that. They just want to hang out and have a good time. And we were a lot of fun. We would go dancing. We did not drink a lot. I can tell you this much. In the whole time that I went out with my friends and did things with my friends, I rarely, if ever, paid for drinks because somebody always came up and paid for them for us, whether we were interested in them or not. And I think because I was honest about it, telling people that I was in a relationship, they liked that even more because now they knew where they stood, right? Now, I'm not saying that there weren't a few that were hopeful that something might happen, because maybe this could be a one-night stand and not tell the partners kind of thing. But, you have to be the person that sets that boundary. And if you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't trust them to go out with their friends, even their single friends, then you've got a bad relationship. Ex did not trust me at first. I let him go out with me a couple times. He got to see that, we were just dancing and having fun and being together as girls, as women. We were just kind of hanging out with each other. And he got to see that I was just kind of trying to help them find someone. A lot of times when you go out, that's what you're doing. You're trying to meet people, right? So, and like I've told him, like I said, I would always tell him, I tell these people that I'm in a relationship, or I tell these people that I'm married. It's not like they don't know. And you have to trust me enough to know that I wouldn't do that to you. But, he had an ex-girlfriend who went off to college and, she screwed around on him. So I understood why he felt that way. But eventually, he trusted me enough to know that, this is just my way of hanging out with my friends. So you just got to be honest with your partner. I don't think that, you can't, like I said, you can't just limit yourself to only being with your significant other all the time. You're not going to be the same person that you were when they met if that's what you start doing. And that's what I told him. You fell for me. You fell for the person I was. Well, this is what I always did. I always went out with friends. I always went out with my family. I've always done these things. And I was a single person before I met you. And I was dating different people. This is who I am. And when you met me, that's what you liked about me. You liked the fact that I was this person who had a full life, who had friends, who had family, who had guy friends as well. That's who you liked. That's who you fell for. Don't try to make me someone different. Same as goes for a woman with a guy. You can't limit someone, and you have to be able to trust them. If you don't trust them, stop dating them. If you really think somebody's going to screw around on you, stop dating them. I mean, love is risk. Dating is a risk. Every day it's a risk. People can change their minds and decide they don't want to date you anymore. So that's just my opinion. You just have to be open and live your life and not be constantly worrying about whether someone's going to cheat on you. If they cheat on you, you're going to know it. Trust me, you'll figure it out. I don't know. What do you guys think? You think that that I'm thinking the right way here, or do you think that that causes problems? That can cause a relationship problem? Let me know. Until next time.